A Deputy Minister of Communications, Atosafong, has asked the management and staff of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation to do all they can to erase public perception of revenue leakages in the corporation. According to him, some members of the public do not sometimes understand it when the corporation says it is financially handicapped. Mr. Sapon made the observation when he paid a familiarization visit to Broadcasting House in Accra. Ibrahim Donko and Gifty Obin have the details.
The deputy minister first interacted with the management of the corporation. The director general of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, touched on some thematic areas that need urgent attention. They include the draft broadcasting law, GBC's indebtedness to ECG, digital migration, and the TV license fees. Major Donchebe was worried about the 1.3 million CDs debt owed ECG and the company's threat to disconnect power to GBC. Touching on the digital migration, the director general indicated that mixed or opposing information from the National Communications Authority and the ministry is delaying GBC's preparation to meet the June 2015 deadline to go digital.
As of May 2013, we met a debt of about 5 million Ghana cedis. We owed ECG about 3 million and owed NETCO 2 million. This debt has been weighing on GBC, and we are confronted with threats almost on a daily basis from ECG and NETCO from various parts of the country, shutting down operations or threatening to shut down our operations. This is the climate in which we have been operating. Many of our transmission stations across the country have been operating for barely 6 hours because on the instructions of government, they have been put on prepaid power. And prepaid power means you have to acquire the power first. We've been able to pay 1.3 and the outstanding bill is almost 2 million.
Major Donchebe also mentioned the need to urgently recruit some 104 personnel to replace retiring staff to secure the future ambitions of the corporation. Responding to some of the issues raised, Mr. Sapong noted that he is studying the draft broadcasting law to make the necessary input. He was also worried that GBC uses 30% of its funds to pay electricity bills, a situation he concedes derails its development efforts. Mr. Sapong said the necessary funding has been sourced towards the digital migration in June next year.
A report by Ibrahim Donko and Gifty Obin.